Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn, and it is Let Them Eat Cake Monday. It is Fiddling While the United States Burns Monday. It is A Little Party Never Killed Nobody, F. Scott Fitzgerald Great Gatsby Day here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Donald Trump literally partied the night away in glitz and glamour as Americans worried about whether or not they would have enough money to get food. I don't know what this weekend was such a perfect encapsulation of everything that is wrong with the far right right now. And I want to be extremely clear about this. I do not believe, and I can only speak for myself here, that we need to be going after folks that have worked hard their entire lives to try to have a dignified retirement. People that have worked super hard to hopefully give their kids a university education without the burden of student debt. People that may want to help their children buy their first home. I'm not talking about anybody who has actually had to worry about money, or small or medium-sized business owners that worry about making payroll. That's not who I'm upset with. I'm upset with the billionaire class, with Donald Trump, who is monetizing the presidency of the United States to increase his wealth by $2 billion since January alone, according to Forbes magazine, whose organization, the Trump Organization, made in toto, in the entirety of 2024, a measly $84 million in net income. But just through June of this year, the Trump Organization has made $860 million. That is out loud corruption. I'm mad because of all of these things. I'm mad at the ultra, ultra, mega rich. Shouldn't we all be a little bit ticked off? You can't work yourself to becoming a billionaire. Isn't the real problem the fact that while Jeff Bezos and George Soros and Elon Musk and the Walton family all got major tax cuts this past summer, they pay people's wages that are so low that they have to get food assistance? Isn't that the problem? Nancy from Madison, thanks for waiting. What you got for us this afternoon?
Hi, Maggie. Talks about the Let Them Eat Cake on Halloween night in my neighborhood, which is a middle-class neighborhood, nothing fancy. Some neighbors got together and grabbed a whole bunch of different donations of canned goods and soup and packaged foods and handed that out during trick-or-treaters along with brochures about where to get food and had bags ready for people, for especially parents, if they needed something. And then my next-door neighbor handed out Top Ramen noodle packets, and the kids were all excited. And we had several people that would come up to us and say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to us. And I know there are other neighborhoods in the Madison area that did the same thing, as I saw on some social media. But it just made me so angry that night. You know, you have this love and community support, and then seeing those photos and videos from Mar-a-Lago is so disgusting. And it is. It's like, let them eat cake. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nancy. Thanks for sharing your neighborhood story. Thank you for caring about what goes on with your neighbors. Just because I can, I'm going to squeeze this in. Hey, CJ, what do you say about the president's big old Great Gatsby party on the very weekend that SNAP benefits rolled out? At least optically a little weird. You can admit of that, right, my friend?
Well, he can do more than one thing at once. And
I mean, let's just, know, I just want to stick with the imagery, CJ. Let's just stick with the imagery, CJ. This is what I'm talking about right now. So we're going to stick with the party at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
Can you at least admit that is an extraordinarily bad taste?
It's so hypocritical of your party and yourself.
What are you talking about, CJ? About the party in Mar-a-Lago.
Of course you are.
You have to
put me in a box again.
Okay, here we go. Because, CJ, you will not get on the air if you cannot stay on topic. and have a discussion with me about the topic that I've selected for the radio show this afternoon. I'll give you a fair shot. I think step one for anyone, and I have criticized the Biden administration. I've criticized others on this, other Democrats on this program. I frankly do so with some regularity. I'm going to actually do so in the second hour. I will draw objection with one of Governor Evers's vetoes. But if I can't even get CJ or Mark from Sussex or some of our other, I want to believe well-meaning conservatives to say it's in bad taste for the president to throw a Great Gatsby party on the weekend that people that their SNAP benefits were running out. That shouldn't be a hard criticism to make. You can say, oh, but yeah, that was in poor taste, but all these other things. If you can't even admit of the thing that is so patently obvious, that is not really up to debate, that a Great Gatsby party when Americans are worried about having food on the table is not a good look. I don't know what more there is to, I mean, it's kind of like, are we existing in the same realm of reality together or not? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Hey, Charles. We got to take care of a little business here, but you're going to have the first crack on the other side when we come back. So stay on the phone. Camilla from Milwaukee, you're up next. We got a caller from 608, Michelle, she's up next. You should join us too, 855-75-CIVIC. And here's the thing, when we come back after the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you some sound of Republicans saying the quiet part out loud when it comes to their let them eat cake philosophy. Didn't end so well for Marie Antoinette, as I remember. We'll discuss more on the other side on this Monday Sound Off edition of the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.